This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi today. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted ties between the two countries. The discussion also focused on avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership to new and emerging areas. Five agreements were signed following the talks. These include a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in the field of Baraka nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The Crown Prince visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. The Crown Prince will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Tomorrow, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a series of bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, countries and Brazil on the sidelines of the inaugural India-GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh. These discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The centre has asked states and union territories to conduct screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra issued an advisory to the states in view of the WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to Mpox. In its advisory, the ministry has stressed to create awareness about Mpox and timely reporting and adopting preventive measures to stop undue panic among the masses. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 AL-31 FP-Aero engines for Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, these aero engines will be manufactured by the Korapot Division of HAL and enhance the operational capability of the Sukhoi 30 MKI fleet for the defence preparedness. The Indian Army and Indian Air Force signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya today to enhance the skills and capability building of personnel in logistic operations. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said it is a monumental partnership to build a world-class and future-proof logistics system and achieve self-reliance in the defence sector. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Vishwavidyalaya will serve as a vital partner in empowering the armed forces with cutting-edge logistics education, research and innovation. The BJP has demanded the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to ensure an impartial investigation in connection with the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Arjit Kaur Medical College and Hospital in the state. Addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia also demanded the sacking of the Kolkata Police Commissioner for failing to provide security to women. Mr. Bhatia said the BJP wants justice for the victim's family and safety of women in West Bengal. The Aam Aadmi Party today released its first list of 20 candidates for the Haryana Assembly elections. The party has fielded Bijender Huda from the Rohtak seat, while Indu Sharma will contest the election from the Bhiwani seat. Pawan Fauji has been declared the party candidate from Uchana Kala seat and Jaipal Sharma from Gharonda seat. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested two individuals, including an engineer from the Delhi Pollution Control Committee and a middleman in a bribery case. The team apprehended both red-handed while exchanging the bribe amount of over 91,000 rupees. In Sri Lanka, the National Election Commission summoned all the candidates contesting the presidential election in the island nation and their representatives for a discussion today. It is reported that election finance regulations and other guidelines were discussed with the candidates. At the meeting, some candidates shared their concerns with the Election Commission on the use of state resources and the conduct of certain media institutions as well. And with that, we end this news bulletin.